Shuis Yerushalmi corresponds to Shuis Bavli Daf Mem Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ve'elu nishbaim shalei betana hashutfin v'harisim v'epitropin v'isha hanisas v'nesens b'sech habayis u'ben habayis. The following people are required to swear to the people they work for or with, even when there is no definite claim against them: a partner, a sharecropper, an overseer, and a wife or member of the household who conducts business in the house. Amalai, ma ata ta'anini, v'soini v'shitishbali chayev. If the defendant says, what do you claim from me? And the balabai says, I want you to swear to me. Then he's obligated to swear. Cholko ha-shutfin v'harisim en yochol ha-shbiyam. After the partners or sharecroppers took their shares, or the others ceased from their positions, one cannot make them swear. Nisgagal o'shua mimokom acher, megagalin olav es hakol. If the claimant has reason to make the former partner or sharecropper swear about something else, he can be megalgel, means force him to include in his shura everything. Vashvius, mishametes is a shura, shmita cancels the obligation to swear about a claim of money owed from before shmita. The Gemara says, Amar b'yesi hada amar, b'neisi b'neisin shlo b'cheshboin, b'cheshboin lo bada. Rabbi Yossi says that our Mishnah discusses one who does business without the calculation of what he takes in returns, but if it's with the calculation, he cannot make him swear. Vahein ben bayis oid hu benosu benosin shalem becheshbon. Also, a member of the household who does business with a calculation, he must swear about small matters that he engaged in without the calculation, and due to this, he must swear about everything through a gilgal. Rabbi Zeira ka'adar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zeira holds like this that Rabbi Yossi taught, chad ba'anash, ozol, le'meidan, kami Rabbi Zeira, v'chivu, shvua, al train dinarin, amalei lav, train dinarin, ani chayav lecha, a person came for din in front of Rabbi Zeira, who was obligated to swear about two dinarim. He said, am I not obligated to you to swear about two dinarim? Here, I give them to you. Amalei, amilas palan uplan. Am Rabbi Zeira, oi havlei, called the tabalach, oi ishtabalei, called the megalgalach. Alech. The claimant said, and swear about this and this. Rabbi Zeira told the defendant, give to him everything that he claims, or swear to him about everything he is megalgal upon you. As Kama Megagal alav, what is the extent that one can be Megagal on him? Am Rav Yochanan, HaKadosh Yemelei Avdiyata. Rav Yochanan answers, he can even say, you are my slave, if you deny this you must swear. Higa'atzmach HaShayah Koyin. The Gemara asks, what if he was a Koyin, means known to have proper lineage, could the claimant say that he is a slave? The Eved Ivri. The Gemara answers, he cannot say that he's an Eved Kanani, but he can say that he's an Eved Ivri. Vichi Yesh Eved Bezman Azeh. Does Eved Ivri apply nowadays? It's only when Yovel applies. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak should say Shmira loy delay kain on an amrin Shmira kamilda is the correct answer. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said that our Mishnah teaches that Shvius cancels a shura, means about a loan, but not a shura about Shmira. We don't say that Shmira is like a loan. Baal bal ma bal chinem la alon mashmit afkan mashmit. We learn from Gezer Shav on the word Baal, just like Baal said later about Shmita, Kol Baal Masa Yadoi cancels. Also here, regarding Shura, B'nikra Baal Abayis El HaElohim cancels. Shuram Shehen Masa Yadoi Shriyas Meshamtasai U'Meshametes Shurasai U'Shein Masa Yadoi Ein Shriyas Meshamtasai Loi Oisai V'Loi Shurasai. Things that are Masa Yadoi, which means loans, Shriyas cancels them and their Shuris. What is not Masa Yadoi, Shriyas does not cancel it or its Shura. Kol Shriyas Meshamtasai U'Meshametes Shurasai V'Kol Shein Whatever Shvius cancels, it cancels its Shura. Whatever Shvius does not cancel, it does not cancel its Shura. Had Nalach Perek Kol HaNishboim. We'll begin now the next Perek. Albar Shem Rimhein Shem Mechinam V'Hashoel Noise Socher V'Haseicher. There are four types of watchmen: a Shem Mechinam, who is a unpaid watchman; a borer; a Shem Socher, which is a paid watchman; and a renter. Shem Mechinam Nishba Lakol. A Shem Mechinam swears about any oinet, means the deposit was broken, captured, died, lost, or stolen, and he is exempt. Ashur Mesham Sakol, a borrower pays for any oinet to the deposit, except that it died while working, for which he is exempt. Noise Socha Vaseicha Nishbaim Al Hasheva Val Hashuya Val Hamisa Mesham Nesavide Vesagneva. A Shem Mesocha, or a renter, swears and is exempt if the deposit was broken, captured, or died. He must pay if it was stolen or lost. Am Rav Yochanan, Abba Shem Hein, Ve'en Chayv Ma'el Ad-Derech Kinyan. Rav Yochanan says, there are four shemrim, and they are liable only through a kenyan. V'yakar ba'acha b'shem Reb Elazar, afle in a gevela, in chayim el aderech kenyan. V'yakar ba'acha, quoting Reb Elazar, said that also regarding gevela means open robbery, he is liable only through a kenyan. Amar Reb Yosi b'Rabun, u'masnisa amakein, should say ha'goizel, sada mechaveroi, v'chulei. Reb Yosi b'Rabun says that we have a support to this from Abaisa. If one stole a field from his friend, etc., and it says that a river flooded it, Reb Elazar obligates, and a chacham exempt. And the Gemara and the Bavli in Rav Kama explains that the Beleza holds that land can be stolen, and the Chacham disagree. Rabbi Chananya Amar Bun Af BeGaneva in Chayv Melderech El Aderech Kinyan. Chananya, quoting Rav Bun, said that also regarding Geneva, which is covert theft, he is liable only through a Kinyan. Rabbi Chananya B'Shem Rabbi Pinchas Umasnis Amakein Haya Moishchoy VeYetze Umeis Roshis Abaylin Potter Higbiro Yetziim Roshis Abaylin Umeis Chayev. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, brought a support from a Mishnah. If a thief was pulling an animal and leaving the owner's domain, if it died in the owner's domain, he's exempt. If he lifted it or took it out of the owner's domain and it died, then he's liable. If he lifted it in the owner's domain, it's as if it totally left the owner's domain. If he was pulling it and leaving and it died, he's liable only if it's totally left the owner's domain. Rabbi Habo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that he's liable only if it stands in his feeding trough, means the thief took it to his own domain. Rabbi Bachia objects and gives his own opinion that if it stands in his feeding trough, even if he didn't pull it from the owner's domain, rather from Rishis HaRavim, he's liable. Rather, we're discussing when he pulled it from the owner's domain and it's standing in Rishis HaRavim. Since he took it out of the owner's domain, he acquires it. Ma Rabbi Bun Bachia Kebeis Shammai Debeis Shammai Oimim Yelake B'chas V'yeser. And our source is that Rabbi Bun Bachia holds, means learns from Debeis Shammai, but Shammai say that one who said that he will be Sholeach Yad in a deposit is considered a gazan if he plans on taking it and using it, and he suffers due to any change in value, means always pays the higher price, but he still holds that he's not liable until he is actually Sholeach Yad, until he actually uses it. Manon Kaimin, what's the case in which Rabbi Abo and Rabbun disagree? In Bay Medes Bushes Arabim, you should say, Moshach Lagoizla, or Mesa Bosha Hamshacha, Diviakol Chayev. If he's standing in Bushes Arabim, and he pulled it to there from the owner's domain, and it died in that Meshicha, an act of pulling, all means both Rabbo and Rabbun agree that he's liable. Im Anshalay Moshach Diviakol Potter, if it died before he pulled it to Rishis HaRabim, all agree that he's exempt. Elikian and Kaiman, but Imedef Ba'avusay. Rather, the case is it stands in his trough, he pulled it to there from Rishis HaRabim, Rabbun obligates and Rabbo exempts. Should say Ha'amal, Rabbun Bachia Kabei Shammai. Rabbun Bachia holds that Bei Shammai. He should be liable even without it taking out of the owner's domain. Amru Rabbi Bun Taman Bekoine, as you say, Medatha Bailim, Bamhacha Bekoine, as you say, Shalai Medatha Bailim. The answer is Rabbi Bun that there he acquires with the owner's consent, he was a Shomer, here he acquires without the owner's consent. Siv, Ki Yitin Isha Reyu Begoime, Lishmovlo Lekoya, Lishmovlo Lashlich, Lishmovlo Leten Bematana. It's written when in Shmoyth Perchot Beis Pasuk Vav, when a man will give to his friend an item to guard, we learn from there to guard and not to tear, to guard and not to cast away, to guard and not to give as a gift. Rav Yosi says this is if he said to give a gift to whomever he wants, for no one can claim from him. But if he said to give to Pliny, since he must guard it for Pliny, it's as if he is a shomer for him. Tani, v'goinu mebeis ha'ish, lai meroish kagoi. The Maaseh says, quoting from the Pasuk in Shmos Chof Beis Pasuk Vav, and stolen from the house of a man, and not from the top of his roof. Because if a Shomer Chinam had placed it on top of the roof, then that's considered negligent, and he would be liable to pay. Amar Blaza, Hadad Tema Begag Shinev Mubutzar, Abba Begag Mubutzar, Kabayfi. The Blaza says, this is if the roof is not protected. But if it's a protected roof, then it's like a house. Tani, V'goinu Mubeis Ha'ish, Lo Mubeis Ha'shoyel. The Maaseh says, quoting him from the Pasuk, and it was stolen from the house of the man, and not from the borrower's house, If it was stolen from a shomer and the shomer decided to pay and not swear, and later the thief was convicted through witnesses and obligated to pay kefil, the double payment, the shomer receives that double payment. This does not apply to a borrower. And the Gemara rejects that. If so, we should say similarly, the gunim beis ha'ish, and not from the house of the shomer sacha or renter. The kenshi shemasa olav kamishu baro. We should say we don't say so because since he must guard it, it is as if he is the owner. Well, the more so, a boer is like the owner because he has a greater responsibility to guard it. Shetimsa oime shalish parshiyos hen atachtoina b'shol emsayif b'nosi sacha v'aseiche v'halyoina b'shemechinam. Turns out that there are three parshiyos of Shomrim. The last discusses a borrower, the middle discusses a Shomer Socha or renter, and the first discusses a Shomer Chinam. Shoyel lefi shenene esakol mushalim esakol. A borrower, since he gets full benefit, he pays for everything. Noise Socha vaseiche lefi shenene miksas mahane miksas nishba miksas mushalim miksas. A Shomer Socha or renter, since he benefits somewhat and gives benefit somewhat, he swears to be exempt for some matters and pays for some. Shemichinam she'in la'anaya nishba v'yotze ma'u nishba lo'yipashati. Shemichinam, who has no benefit, swears and leaves. What does he swear? I was not negligent. Hayu achirim yodim she'lo'yipasha ma'i. If others know that he was not negligent, what's the law? Must he swear? Mishmei menador, we learn from the following, answers the Gemara. And one of the Mefarshim explains that the answer is missing here from the Gemara. Harisha nimsa hagana ve'in lo'y l'shalim ma'u she'im alay boi ashpeli shulansata einecha ba l'goyza. The Gemara asks, if the thief was found and he cannot pay, can the owner tell the shomer, swear to me that you did not intend to steal it? Nishmini manador ve'im lo'y yimsa haganav ha'im nimsa pata. The answer is, quoting from the Pasuk again in Shmos Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Zayin, and it will be if the ganav is not found, then the shomer has to swear, but if he was found, then even if he cannot pay, the shomer is exempt. Siv ki yitan isha v'yehu chamoya osho oise v'goyme shuvas Hashem tiyeh b'in shneihem geneva im gonov yiganev ma'amoy. It says in the second parsha about the shomer socha and the pasuk test there, when a man will give to his friend a donkey or ox or a sheep, and then it says afterwards a shur of Hashem will be between them. What's the source that he is liable for theft? It says, "Im ganov yiganev me'imoy," if it's surely stolen from him. Aveda v'im lo abois aveda. What's the source that he is liable for loss? V'im. That phrase, that word v'im, includes an aveda. Ad kaden Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. This is like Rabbi Akiva, who expounds the vav. What is the source according to Rabbi Shmuel? Tani Rabbi Shmuel ma'im ganeva shekoyv loinsim at amma mashalim aveda sheina koyv loinsim lekol shekein. The writer of Rabbi Shmuel says, theft is close to oines, and you say that he pays. Loss is not close to oines, all the more so that he should pay. In Ksiv v'shoyel, ela shvua aveda ugneva minayin. Regarding a borrower, only breakage and death are written. What is the source for theft or loss? They will be liable for them. V'dinhu, ma im nois v'socha v'asricha she'ein v'shalmim shvua u'mesa v'shalmim gneva aveda, shol sh'm'shalmim shvua u'mesa ein odin sh'shalmim aveda ugneva. The Gemara answers that we learn from a Kal Vachomer, a Shomer Socha and renter who do not pay for breakage or death but do pay for theft or loss, then a boer who pays for breakage or death, all the more so he should pay for theft or loss. The Tani Allah, Hareze Kal Vachomer Shein Alav Tshuva. And we comment on that. It was taught about this. It's a Kal Vachomer that cannot be challenged. Shvuya Minayin. What's the source that a boer pays for shvur, something that was taken captive? Nema kan v'nishba oi meis v'nema lalon umeis oi nishba mal lalon shvuya imohim afkan shvuya imohim. The answer is, it says there that a boer is liable for nishba umeis if it became broken or died. And it says there, in the case of a shomer socha, he's exempt umeis or nishba if it died or became broken. Just like there, shvuya is with them also over here. Ad kadon Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, this is like Rabbi Akiva expands the vav. V'chi Yishal equates a boer to a shomer socha. What's the source according to Bishmol? Bishmol could be Nosan. Rabbi Nosan oime oilu abois ashuya. The answer is that Bishmol holds that Rabbi Nosan. Rabbi Nosan says oi includes a shvuya, taken captive. V'kuv meya da'oma gezei yoshava v'mokim shabasa mal ala nishpoyim ala noinsim avkan nishpoyim ala oinsim. And the Gemara asks according to Meya, who says that a gezei yoshava is learned mina u mina, which means everything is like the source we cannot learn like Rabbi Akiva, because we should say, just like there, Asher Esacha swears to be exempt for Oynes, also here Bora swears about Oynes. Oy, Dubinosan Oymer, Oy, Meis, Rabbi Zeshua. The answer is also if Meir must hold like Rabbi Nosan says, Oy, Meis includes a Shuya. Rav Yudan, Boy, Tanu, Tanas Ganef, Shal Oynesim, Amalai Ba, Listim, Mazuyim, Natla, Moshe Shanta, Shal Mikefel, Shal Oynesim. Rav Yudan asked, if one claimed theft by Oynes, means he said that an armed robber came and took it, does he pay double for theft of Oynes, just like a Shem Echinam, who claimed it was stolen, is considered a Ganef and pays Kefel? Am Rav Yosi, in Kinim, Nisni, Shem Esacha, Vaseche, Etani Lamatsinim, Benes Esacha, Vaseche, Shem Shanta, Shal Mikefel, Shal Oynesim. Rav Yosi answered that if he did, our Mishnah should have taught Kefel regarding a Shem Esacha or Renter. Our Mishnah did not find that a Shem Esacha or Renter pays Kefel to a claim of theft by Oynes. The Tani Allah, Zeu Kavachimer, She'ein Alav Tshuva, should say. And it was taught about this, it's a Kavachimer that cannot be challenged. Amma Bichanina, Im Oymer Atke, Nimsis Oymer, Hawei Zeu Kavachimer, She'esh Alav Tshuva. Doi Yochel Meimele, Matsina, Benes Esacha, Vaseicha, it should say, She'kei Matsina, Lefa Amim, Benaisa Socha, Vaseichet, Meshalim, Tashim Kefel, Ten Beshol, Shaina Meshalim, Tashim Kefel, Bechom Mokoim, Betani Allah, Hawi the Kavachem, Shaina Lov Tshuva. Rabbi Chanina said, if you say so, that there is Kefel for theft, Ba'oinath, is the Kavachem that can be challenged. One can say, we find that sometimes the Shem is Socha, or Renter pays Kefel, and Abor never pays Kefel, and at all, this is the Kavachem that cannot be challenged.